Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, you are listening to Kennedy Molloy. Been a fantastic week of radio, and what we do at the end of the week on a Friday around this time, we bundle it all together and we call this the Week in Review.
We started off the week with an incredible live performance in our studio from one of the country's great live acts, Grinspoon. Can't get started.
Happy to hear you're back on the road.
We are.
The last tour, we were able to like have some fancy tricks, but I kept on going, can we have this? And they're like, no, we can't afford it. I'm like, can we please?
Does it involve going to Spotlight and getting stuff?
And while we had the boys here, Mick was keen to gauge their interest on his seven-year-old son Lenny's song lyrics.
The song is called I Farted, It Tickled. I farted, it tickled, my butt made a pickle. It made another, but it was hot and it was bubbly, so I didn't do it again.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a song.
As you can see, like father, like son.
John Lennon-y.
The apple hasn't fallen far from that tree.
Jane was excited to hear this Bunnings announcement.
You can shop from home and have items delivered to your doorstep.
But you don't get the experience of going, you know.
I just get cranky old people saying, well, I wouldn't know how that works.
They're the most knowledgeable people
and
on
boy,
earth.
And boy,
they're
bang on.
Helpful.
Yeah, well, I go, hurry up. Don't need to hear about your family.
After Scott McLaughlin's controversy Bathurst win, our resident supercar fave, Dave Reynolds, delivered his usual honest appraisal of things.
Basically, in a
diplomatic way.
Yeah, that's called match fixing. They sacrifice people in their team to get an upper hand for their other car.
Where are you as we speak?
But I literally just drove from Bathurst to Melbourne.
Hope you weren't holed up behind the safety car.
Too soon?
Tom Gleisner had this suggestion for next year's event.
I reckon Bathurst could do with its own celebrity race, but strictly for celebrities who've lost their licence in the past
few years. Oh, who would the lineup be?
You'd have Paulini on the starting grid. Warney, Delta and Julie Goodwin can come up the...
Oh, fantastic. Nolsey's got to be
Nolsey's
there somewhere.
And last man standing.
Absolutely.
Instead of pit stops, it's a bottler.
In fact, if you know that it's happening next year, you've got 12 months to lose your licence.
Just to get in it.
Just putting out...
A new female poo jogger arrived on the scene in Sydney.
In a pink jacket with a blonde ponytail.
If it keeps taking off, it should possibly be considered as an Olympic event. This guy, Kipchoge, he's just broken the world record. First marathon under 2 hours. That's Let's see you do that and snap one off.
And somehow, respected journalist Lee Sales was accused of involvement.
You cannot imply the great Lee Sales.
I just want to hear from Lee.
First of all, do you jog, Lee?
Can you count for your whereabouts?
That would be better than the Masked Singer date.
We uncovered black box recordings of the first on-air shifts from Dave.
4:08 with David Williams in the chair for you for the next couple of
David.
Hours. Great to have you along.
Our boss, Fitzy.
PDI215 is the winner. Not the winner, sorry. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker.
And Jane on air in the 80s with Bernie Britton.
It's your last day today doing this shift.
It is too.
You go to afternoons.
Yes, I did. I start that on Monday, which is really fantastic.
So you've basically bulldozed your way in.
No, we were having a go at management on air. I would never do that now. But I just...
Great friend of the show, Effie, dropped by.
Jessica Malboy has confirmed her engagement to a good Greek boy.
Oh. Correct. If that's not the best news for him, because she's got cash flow like you wouldn't believe.
And could he be a cousin of yours? Do you know?
He could. We just say cousin just to be done with it. Just to save on the Ancestry.com fee.
Yesterday was a tough day for Jane with her daughter's last official day of school.
It's emotional when you just sort of realise that for all those years, it's, oh, don't you do this
seriously,
to me.
No, seriously. Jane, tell us how you feel. What did it mean to
it's
you today?
She's gone.
Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
So in an attempt to lift her spirits...
Jane, in front of me, I have a Maxim's Hot 100 edition.
I was getting nervous.
Because you remember the first year, it was a deliberate snubbing. And then last year, bang, 89.
I don't want to let you down, Mick. How have I done this?
Well, you've gone up 2 places to 87.
Oh, well done.
Next year, I'm tipping mid-70s.
It's just what all women aspire to.
Is that right?
Well, I should point out the poo joggers at 84.
But with the news Dave's daughter needs braces...
God. Were you asking how much they are?
Yeah, well, I was.
Mick dropped this stunning accusation.
Dave's a tight ass.
That's offensive, calling someone a tight ass.
Oh, what are you going to do? Take me to the HR department?
So we trawled through our archive for evidence of such behaviour.
Do you mind playing a little package I've put together?
Stitcher.
Walk you through some on-air moments.
That was my son's birthday.
What did you give yourself?
We got a Ferguson Plair meat pie.
There you go.
You've had some chocolates here all week.
For the under-12s.
For your local footy club.
You check the float, because it should have been
$50. How much money was
there? $65 in the envelope.
So what did you do with the
boat? I might have spent it for lunch. I'll put it back in, though.
Another your birthday. Wife's birthday.
It was.
Where did you go for dinner?
She cooked dinner.
Hello, Lenny.
Oh, what a tight ass.
Lenny, I am not, mate. I'm not a tight ass.
You got nothing.
What do you mean? We bought a washing machine on the way. What's so weird about that?
Is that a birthday present for your wife?
Well, she did complain that when she was doing the washing on the weekend.
Dave. They pay you here, don't they? You're on a good wicket.
I got a parking ticket today, the Getz, at the front of my house.
Well, we might have set up a bit of a GoFundMe page.
We have to help pay Dave's $95. Parking fine. You're getting uncomfortable here, Dave.
Not a tight ass. No, I know. That's offensive by saying that. I'm not a tight ass.
That's fair enough.
Settle down.
That's fair enough.
When you rack it up like that.
No, it doesn't look great, does it?